We're both going into the intelligence job field, which I know served in. Yes, sir. Do you mind describing what it's like and what a normal day consists of?
Definitely. So in the morning, so you'll probably be going to Virginia. That's where I went for my training. And in the morning, you'll wake up, you'll do some physical training with the officers. The officers for intelligence do training there as well, and they often run physical training. After that, you'll either be free, you'll have some time off in the morning, or you'll be sent on a working party. Like I did some guard duty while I was waiting for training. Intel training is a little interesting because you need to wait roughly a couple of months for the training cycle to begin.
Okay.
Because it takes a little bit. Okay. You'll be in it's called the DEP program.
Okay.
And you just basically wait around for a bit.
So do you just then, after basic training, do you come back, then wait until you leave again for training?
So after basic training, you're going to get, I think, 10 or 15 days of boot leave, and afterwards you'll be going to Marine combat training.
Yeah.
Likely, it'll probably be for you in San Diego, or sorry, Camp Pendleton,
mm-hmm.
and that's about, I'll say, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
That's a good time. That's a lot of hiking and using weapons. I think Kylie will probably be in
Paris Island. Yeah.
That were okay. Yeah, I've never been there before, but I've heard good things.
Yeah.
So James, you're talking to a sociology class. We just talked a little bit about culture. Can you tell us? You know, you come from Slinger High School in the Slinger area, and then you're going to travel. I think your notes said Mongolia, Okinawa, Japan, South Korea. And so how do you prepare yourself for working in intelligence in other areas of the world?
I think it definitely helps to be just willing to learn and accept different cultures. You have to understand that you're going to be in their environment and learning from them. So it's important to just embrace the culture. If you're going to just like complain about how this isn't like America, you're going to have a bad time, especially overseas.
What types of things can you talk about with that from your intelligence experience that you think students at Slinger High School in the next couple minutes might want to learn about?
So intelligence, the main concepts of it are understanding the weather and how it impacts the battlefield, understanding the enemy, knowing who you're fighting in either different tactics and training. And then the terrain and understanding how that impacts the battlefield as well. There are many different disciplines of intelligence. The stuff that I did was more as a 0231 intelligence specialist. I was kind of more of a broad spectrum, right? I dealt with everything. But there's intelligence people that make maps. There's intelligence people that create imagery products. There's weather intelligence.
Can you give an example? Let's say, I know you were in Japan or Mongolia, of something specific you did in one of those places?
Sure. Let me think for a second. So when I was in Mongolia, we did a joint exercise with the United Nations, working with the Mongolians to... It was basically, we made a scenario where we were basically fighting together.